time now for your letters. Last week's recollections of baseball pitcher Sandy Koufax by author Jane Levy brought back many fond memories, especially of the perfect game he pitched in 1965. Jane Beck of Danville, Washington wrote, "I became 13 years old again. It was a hot summer night in L.A. At least three radios throughout my house were tuned to the game. My entire family was listening to it, not daring to speak." Kathleen Cheney of Cottonwood, Arizona was in the stands at Dodger Stadium that night. "When that last pitch was thrown, there was bedlam," she says. "Everyone stood and screamed. I had been keeping score for a while, but when it got to the last three innings, I stopped because I was afraid if I moved, the perfect game would be broken. Someone threw their beer cup in the air, and I got beer in my hair and had to wash it before going to work the next day. I'm 60 now, but I'll never forget that night." Music critic Tim Page's recollections of pianist Glenn Gould prompted listener Bob Simon to recall his encounter with Gould in the late 1950s. "Though it was New York in August hot, Gould was indeed wearing an overcoat and was soaking his hands like a safecracker. When he removed his hands, he had his fingerless gloves to put on. And hum and sing he did, much more than you hear in the records. I thought he was both delightful and brilliant." And finally, my interview last week with Dr. Christina Accidini on the cleaning and preservation of Michelangelo's David provoked lots of letters. Larry Melios of Willits, California, said it made him wince. "The essence of David is the spirit and pride of Florence, the birthplace of the Renaissance. There is a lot of culture and history that Dr. Accidini tried to share in the interview, such as the circumstances around the bench being thrown out the window, smashing David's left arm. But we did not hear that." Stephen Paula Rozoff of Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, wondered, "What in the world got into you? We're cleaning Michelangelo's David, being careful with his arm, and you coyly digress to his anatomical parts. Run out of questions? Getting in touch with your inner child?" Robert Potty added, "When Scott tried to drag Dr. Accidini to his level of the gutter concerning the cleaning of all parts of the statue, she specifically and politely refused to join him." Well, there is a small minority report. We did find one scrawled postcard at the very bottom of the email bag. Donna Marie Bach of Chicago says, "The minute I heard the introduction to the piece, that same question popped into my head. But then when I heard your voice drop a register or two and hover just shy of sultry, I thought, no, oh, he's not really going to ask her that, is he? And then you did. I hadn't laughed that hard in days." We welcome your comments here at wesat@npr.org, or you can write us actual letters at Weekend Edition Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20001. And please tell us where you live and how to say your name.